I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's Andy. Welcome to an extra episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno, as Jess Thirlby has just announced the brand new England squad to face South Africa, Jamaica and New Zealand in the new year. Nat, as captain again, is going to please a lot of people.
Yeah, she was popular, wasn't she? And there's no surprises there. I think she's obviously a very well-liked character, both in terms of from the fans' point of view, but she's a well-respected character inside the squad as well. And she's proven to be a fantastic leader and somebody that people love to follow. She's not a command and control type leader. She very much leads by example. And yeah, people migrate towards her, which is great to see. And as a partnership, they're doing a fantastic job. And they would both admit themselves that, you know, we've got a luxury position in this group, that we've got many leaders. And I've said from day one that I don't want a dependency on any one or two people in this squad. So everyone's contributing really well. So yeah, they're a very well supported pair, but I just saw it as a fantastic opportunity to allow them to continue through Inter Nations Cup, working as the leadership pair of this squad.
Yeah, we saw the partnership with Malks. It obviously, like you just said, works really well, and it's just nice to see on court.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant together, and one of the things that I really value in both of them is they communicate really open and honestly with both the player group but also with the staff, and that's really important for me. I think whilst we all we will all challenge, there's a way to do it, and I feel like we're working very collaboratively together, and I think both Nat and Laura are fantastic role models in the way in which they go about doing that. So I really welcome that. I don't shy away from the player group ever kind of checking and challenging anything with the staff. And yeah, I think those two in particular manage themselves and the group really well. So yes, they're a good pair.
Who invented that rule that you've got to name 12, 24 hours before?
Oh, I don't. You're asking questions.
That's
I don't
a bit
get
of a test,
with.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a test. I mean, it's quite normal. There'll always kind of be agreements for each competition, which may vary slightly, but a match day squad is normally 12. So obviously, in situations where countries, depending on, I guess, the competition, the timing and placement of that competition, countries often would welcome the opportunity to have a slightly longer squad. So picking 12 for each game has been something that I think has been pretty consistent in some of these competitions in quad series previously. So it is a challenge, but for me it's the right thing to do, because it enables me the chance to expose more players should they earn that right, really, from one game to the next. And when you're facing three very different styles of oppositions in relatively close proximity, then to be afforded that kind of rotation is really valuable from my point of view.
If we look at the number of caps as well, you go from one extreme to the other. Jade's on 170 odd, and there's Amy with a potential of getting the first cap as well.
I know, how exciting is that? Equally exciting for both of them. I've most probably been boring people to death with, I speak a lot about kind of the pace of introducing players into the squad and blending kind of experience with youth, and you take those two as your example, and they both are very much in that squad on merit. You know, this isn't about kind of handing out opportunities freely. I think what's really exciting for me is if you include those players at World Cup, since July we would have exposed 27 players to a Roses team. Yeah. Both in terms of tour or competition in the last 6 months. And you know, I don't think there have been many periods in time where England have even had 27 players that are maybe reaching the standard required to go out on the international stage. So that's a big tick from my point of view. You know, winning doesn't always equal success, but if we were looking at other measures, then this is one of them. And that's not saying that those opportunities have been handed out freely. We've seen small but significant changes from both our New Zealand and Australia tour into South Africa, where we had Jade, Stacey and Nat re-enter the team. And then from South Africa to Nations Cup, we're obviously seeing Chelsea and Amy as kind of new players re-entering the squad. So for me, it's kind of a perfect pace of introducing new players. And Amy and Jade, I mean, what a fantastic opportunity for both of them to be learning off each other. And I say that with real confidence because I know Jade loves to learn and she's not done yet. So she's very much there on merit. You know, she's still reaching the standards required to justify a place in the squad. And Amy has been an exciting talent that sits in our Futures programme at the moment. And the Futures programme is never about whether or not they're of equal ability to Rose's. It's always regarding their situation, and they're not yet, due to academic reasons, not yet able to commit to a full-time programme. So the likes of AB and Imo and Liv Tashin and those players that are in the Futures, you know, there's not much between them and the Roses players. So what a fantastic example of how that Futures programme can still enable those to compete for a place in a squad as big as this Nations Cup one. So yeah, I can't wait to see those guys rub shoulders with each other. Amy undoubtedly will, as a byproduct of Jade being in this squad, yeah, her development will be accelerated as a result of that. And I know that Jade will push herself and want to keep learning. So I just love that about this group at the moment. So yeah, using those two as an example is fantastic and very exciting.
Were you up much in the early hours watching much of the Super Club?
I did watch some, yeah, and I've got most of it to still watch. I've got, my analyst is always on it in terms of getting access and footage for me. So no, I did get up in the early hours. I've kind of got used to that over the years. I quite enjoy it, to be honest. It's most probably more peaceful for me to view that. So no, I thought the concept is one that I think is really valuable, and it's been a long time coming. I remember many years ago having similar conversations when I was in a franchise environment, obviously at Bath, and I think there is an appetite for it. And I guess what the fans won't know is there's a lot to kind of work on away from the court to make events like that happen, and how kind of each country and organisation work together. So yeah, to kind of see it kind of come to its fruition the last couple of years and see teams taking advantage of it and getting some value out of it is only a positive for global netball, really, and club netball in particular.
I mean, New Zealand, a lot of their players were taking part in it and almost wanting to prove their inclusion in this squad coming over.
Yeah, it very much looks like that, doesn't it? That it was a great vehicle for Nolan to use in terms of selection. And we've obviously subsequently heard of those players similar to a couple of ours that are taking some well-earned rest. So I imagine that Super Club exposure was really valuable for Nolan to kind of see who those next players should be that kind of earn that right to step into the fold. So yeah, really valuable timing for New Zealand.
But it's still going to be tough because, I mean, you've got Mess and Wilson at one end and then Berger at Watson at the other.
Oh, I'm not taking anything for granted, yeah, Andy. Like, I'm not, I don't suddenly think that New Zealand aren't a massive force to be reckoned with. And I, you know, we had a fantastic series against South Africa, and it was really competitive. And I think both teams put out some fantastic netball early on in this international window. And but we're under no illusions. It's not an upward trajectory when it comes to kind of results driven mindset. So, you know, as I said before, winning doesn't always equal success, and very much in January, what I really welcome is the format and the fact that there is kind of this first v second and third v fourth. And I think we should absolutely be striving to make that final on the closing day at the Copper Box in London in front of a sold out crowd, which is incredible as well. But yeah, don't mistake our kind of little building of confidence in South Africa as any type of complacency going into Nations Cup. We know this is a huge stretch and a challenge for us, and for multiple reasons, really. One, you know, we're playing the defending world champions, which is a huge opportunity. South Africa will want to take our scalp back on our home soil, and it's very rarely that we get the chance to kind of meet and front up against Jamaica so soon in the four-year cycle. So, you know, very, very, very different styles of play, and some of our players are maybe quite inexperienced at trying to adapt to that in a series where you hit them in relatively close proximity. And so there are a number of factors here which are very challenging, but again, I know I'm sounding like an old record, but such a great opportunity, and I can't wait to kind of journey through that and again get some more insight into this player group as I have done so far.
Tickets have been selling really well as well, haven't they, which must make you feel really pleased. And it's just the game on Wednesday, against South Africa, where there's only a few tickets left?
Yeah, there are tickets left for our match versus South Africa in Birmingham. So I'm really hoping that now people are starting to slow down for Christmas, that, you know, they may reconsider that. We totally understand it's a late game on a school night or a work night, but I reckon find the rebel in you and just buy your ticket anyway and come along, because I think it'll be well worth viewing if the match is in Cape Town or anything to go by. And I mean, for the other games to have sold out as quickly as they did is a huge reflection of the popularity, momentum and profile that the sport's gathered. And we know that's not happened overnight, you know, it's been really since that Commonwealth Games gold. And it's fantastic to see that there's still a huge appetite to kind of want to get behind these roses and come out in force to support them. And I'm hoping that, you know, the performances out in South Africa were kind of enough to entice more people to come and watch them in person. And it's definitely worth it. So yeah, I'd encourage those last few tickets to be snapped up by our fan base if possible in Birmingham. We'd really appreciate it.
A really quick word on that England A squad as well that's just been announced, and it's nice to see Georgia Lee's in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant, I think, that we, you know, obviously the England A fixtures have been in the calendar more so over the last couple of years, and January was always a big month from my point of view to kind of expose as many players and expose players purposefully to that environment. So that England A squad that will feature is very purposeful. It's got a great mix of Roses players that haven't yet quite made the mark in terms of that Nations Cup squad that will be out to kind of prove a point. It's got some of our up and coming young talent, and ultimately players that are lacking, I would say, consistent exposure at international level. So to kind of go into that environment and get a lot of court time against New Zealand and South Africa and ourselves as well is perfect. And I'm really looking forward. I won't be able to watch that footage, or I'm not permitted to, until after Nations Cup, but I'll be very much sitting back and enjoying watching that next layer of players really kind of put themselves forward and stick their hand up for Roses in the future. So yeah, again, great that all nations are very much bought into that concept.
The fact that Summer and Amir are obviously representing Bath in there as well, that's really good to see.
Yeah, and I think from Imogen's point of view, you know, she's been one of the upcoming young stars across the Super League, hasn't she, alongside the likes of Amy Carter and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, often nominated at the end of domestic seasons as kind of rising stars of the future. So I think it's really great that this is Imogen's first year within the Roses programme, albeit on our Futures programme currently. So she will absolutely benefit from exposure against senior international sides in this England A environment. And yeah, that'll be fantastic. And I think for the likes of Summer, you know, she's been in and around this England Roses programme for a while, and on this occasion, you know, I just think she will hugely benefit again from the back-to-back nature of games and varying styles. So you know, there's so many players that I could list that are sitting in our England A squad that, whilst I know they're all very much hungry to have made Nations Cup, I'm sure they will put their best foot forward and use the opportunity as it's designed for.
Last few tickets online, englandnetball.co.uk. And Jess, I'm glad this is only a podcast and people couldn't see you do the whole interview in some reindeer antlers.
How did you guess?
Hey! Thanks for your support, obviously, during last year, and speak real soon.
No problem. Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. But I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.